Bonjour mes amis, bienvenue sur le podcast de Cordy. Aujourd'hui, nous apprenons les deux verbes de base en français et les conjugaisons au présent. Et après cela, nous apprendrons les saisons en français. Welcome back to Cordy's podcast. Today, we're learning the two major verbs in French and their conjugations in the present tense. And after that, we will learn the seasons in French. This is one thing every person interested in learning the French language should know. And that is, we do with verbs in French, just like in any other language. However, you need to pay extra attention and give extra effort to learning the French verbs because its conjugation changes based on tense and mood. And also, no one can teach you all the verbs in French. Learning French verb is a personal work. You can get the guidelines on how to conjugate, how to use them, and also when to use them. However, your personal input will be very essential to understand the rudiments of the verbs in French. So, let's go straight to the two verbs in French. Therefore, the two basic verbs in French are the verb avoir, which means to have, and the verb être, which means to be. Repeat after me. Avoir, avoir, and être, être, avoir et être. The A means and, I hope you still remember that. So, why are these two verbs the basic verbs? They are the basic verbs because as you advance in French conjugation, you will realize that they are used in the conjugation and modification of other tenses in the other verbs that exist in French. Let me repeat that again. You will realize that they are used in the conjugation and modification of other tenses in the other verbs that exist in French. However, today we would be learning how to conjugate them in the present tense. Wait, Seth, what is the meaning of conjugation that I've been saying since morning? Conjugation is simply the variation of the form of a verb in a language by which the voice, mood, tense, number, and person are identified. It also means changing the form of the verb to make it agree with the subject, most of the time the personal pronoun. You might conjugate other words to make them agree in number, gender, or tense. So, in one of the podcasts I made, we learned the personal pronouns in French, the je, I, which is singular, to, you, informal and singular, il, masculine singular, which means he, elle, feminine singular, which means she, nous, third person plural, that means we, vous, which also means you, but it's more plural and formal. Il, masculine plural, il, and elle, feminine plural. S is added to the spelling because they both sound similar to the singular and plural, but S is added to mark plurality. We conjugate the verbs to agree with the subjects, the personal pronouns. So let's learn the conjugation of the verb avoir, which means to have. J'ai. J'ai. J'ai means I have. J'ai. Tu as. You have. Tu as. You have. Il a. He has. Il a. He has. Elle a. She has. Elle a. She has. Vous avez. You have. Vous avez. You have. Nous avons. We have. Nous avons. We have. Ils sont. They have. Ils sont. They have. Elles ont. They have. So let me repeat that again. J'ai. Tu as. Il a. Elle a. Nous avons. Vous avez. Ils sont. Elles ont. So let's make some simple phrases in French while we use the conjugation of the verb avoir. So if you want to say I have a pen, you say j'ai un stylo. Un stylo means a pen. So to say I have a pen, that means j'ai un stylo. You have two chairs in your room. You have two chairs. Yes, you have two chairs in your room. That would be to add two chairs dans ta chambre. To add two chairs dans ta chambre. You have two chairs in your room. He has a problem. Il a un problème. He has a problem. Il a un problème. She has a date on Friday. Elle a un rendez-vous vendredi. Elle a un rendez-vous vendredi. Elle a un rendez-vous vendredi. We have the informations. Nous avons les informations. We have the informations. Nous avons les informations. You have the files. Vous avez les dossiers. Vous avez les dossiers. They have a dictionary. Ils ont un dictionnaire. Elles ont un dictionnaire. Just like I said earlier, S is added to mark the plurality of the il-el, masculine plural and then feminine plural. So they have a dictionary, ils ont un dictionnaire. They have a dictionary, feminine, elles ont un dictionnaire. So you have to learn the conjugation by at, by all means. Let's move to the next verb. Être, to be. Je suis means I am. Je suis means I am. Je suis means I am. Tu es, you are. Tu es, you are. Il est, he is. He is. Il est, he is. Elle est, she is. Nous sommes, we are. Nous sommes, we are. Vous êtes, you are. Ils sont, they are. Elles sont, they are. Je suis, tu es. Il est, elle est. Nous sommes, vous êtes, ils sont, elles sont. So let's make simple phrases with the conjugation of the verb être, which we have learned. Je suis étudiante. I am a student. Je suis étudiante. Tu es triste. You are sad. Tu es, you are triste. Sad, you are sad. Il est mon ami. Il est mon ami. He is my friend. Il est, he is mon ami, my friend. Il est mon ami. Elle est ma femme. She is my wife. Elle est, she is ma femme, my wife. Elle est ma femme. Nous sommes heureux. Nous sommes heureux. We are happy. Nous sommes heureux. You are late. Vous êtes en retard. The plural and the more formal you is vous. I hope you remember that. So you're telling someone you are late. Vous êtes en retard. Vous êtes en retard. They are sick. Ils sont malades. Elles sont malades. Masculine, feminine. They are sick. Ils sont malades. Elles sont malades. Like I said earlier, you have to learn the conjugation by heart. If you need a script to learn the verbs, you can send me a message or simply go on net and search for the conjugation of the two basic verbs in French. And voila, you see it there. So I know you feel kind of fulfilled after learning those verbs. However, you have to be careful with their usage. The way we say things in French is different from English when these verbs come into the picture. What do I mean? In English, when someone asks you, how are you doing? You simply say, I am fine. In French, you can't say, je suis bien. It is, je vais bien. The verb is from another verb called aller, which means to go. So don't make that mistake to say, je suis bien, when someone asks you, comment ça va? So you just say, je vais bien. Also, when we talk about our ages in English, you simply say, I am 10 years old, I am 12 years old. We've made a podcast on the numbers in French. You should listen to that too and learn the numbers. You use the numbers when you're expressing your age. So back to what I was saying, you can't say je suis 10 ans ou je suis 12 ans en français. Vous ne pouvez pas dire ça en français, c'est pas correct. You can't say I am 10 years by using the verb to be in French. You use the verb avoir. So you use the verb avoir, which is the verb to have. The English translation of saying your age in French would be something like I have 10 years, I have 12 years. J'ai 10 ans, j'ai 12 ans. J'ai 10 ans, j'ai 12 ans. Tu as 10 ans, tu as 12 ans. In English, we say I am hungry, I am thirsty, I am cold, I am hot, I am right, I am wrong. We don't use the verb to be, the verb être, to express these sentences in French. We use the verb avoir. I am hungry sounds like j'ai faim, j'ai faim. And not je suis faim. So you use the verb avoir to express this. And when you want to say you are hungry, you will not say tu es faim. It is nothing like tu es faim. It is tu as faim. I am thirsty sounds like j'ai soif. J'ai soif. So to be thirsty is avoir soif. If you want to talk based on another subject, use the verb to have avoir to express the sentence. So you conjugate it according to the subject you want to talk about. If you want to say she is thirsty, elle est soif is wrong. You say elle a soif. So, other expressions that uses the verb to be in English, but when we want to express them in French, we use the verb avoir, is to be cold. You will not say je suis froid. To be cold is avoir froid, not être froid. It is avoir froid. To be hot, avoir chaud. Avoir chaud. Avoir chaud. To be right is avoir raison, not être raison. To be right, like literal translation, it is avoir raison. To be wrong, to be wrong is avoir tort. Avoir tort. To be wrong is avoir tort. So you won't say I am wrong. I will not say je suis tort. I'll be j'ai tort. J'ai tort. So you want to say I am wrong, I will not say je suis tort. I will say j'ai tort. You won't say you are right. You will not say tu as raison. You say tu as raison. So let me repeat those phrases that we don't use être, which is like a direct translation of the English, but we use the verb avoir. So like when you want to talk about your age, when you want to talk about how you're doing, when you want to say you are hungry, avoir faim. When you want to say you are thirsty, avoir soif. When you want to say you are cold, avoir froid. When you want to say you are hot, avoir chaud. When you want to say you are right, avoir raison. And when you want to say you are wrong, avoir tort. So let's move to the seasons in French. Winter is l'hiver. L'hiver. Summer is l'été. Autumn is l'automne. Spring is le printemps. So if you want to say it's summer, c'est l'été. C'est l'été. No, summer is l'été. You want to say it was winter. C'était l'hiver. C'était l'hiver. Welcome to the end of the lessons for this podcast. As in, this is the end of the lessons for this podcast. And as usual, to my loyal listeners, I really appreciate you for listening to this podcast. If you have questions, you can send me a voice message. And don't forget to share the podcast to everyone who might need them. See you soon. A bientôt.